fishing for king salmon is closed on two rivers on the Kuskokwim due to low numbers of the fish. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
King salmon numbers are low in the Tulooksack and Queethluck rivers this year, but that's not something new.
It's already been a number of years on both of these systems of not meeting escapement.
Sean Sanchez is the deputy manager of the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service runs the weir projects on both rivers along with the local tribes. Those projects count fish heading upriver to spawn. Each river has an escapement goal of how many fish they need to get past the weir in order to keep the fishery sustainable for future runs. And Sanchez says they haven't been meeting their goals for a while.
On the Queethluck, we have not met that number of fish the last 2 years, and on the Tulooksack, we have not met it the last 3 years. And the numbers, the data that's coming in right now based on the current escapement on the Queethluck River and the Tulooksack, we're heading down the path of not meeting it again.
In response to the low numbers, the Federal Office of Fish and Wildlife, along with the State Department of Fish and Game, has announced an emergency closure for Chinook or king salmon on both the Tulooksack and Queethluck rivers. The closure prohibits rod and reel fishing for kings and prohibits fishing for kings through set nets. Fishing for other salmon like sockeye and chum is still allowed. Sanchez says they will be monitoring this by restricting the gear used to target kings. Set nets are allowed, but they have to be small mesh size.
Set nets of 4-inch mesh or smaller are still allowed so that people can still have opportunity to catch things like whitefish or pike or chum or sockeye. The likelihood of catching Chinook in the 4-inch is much less than in a much larger mesh.
As for rod and reel fishing, Sanchez says it comes down to the gear.
You know, even if they're using the smaller gear, but they're sitting and throwing right at a bunch of Chinook right on a spawn bed, well, then you know that's what we're trying to minimize is just the Chinook take. So a lot of it's going to be the actions that people take, and particularly or specifically targeting Chinook that we're trying to restrict.
The Queethluck tribe supports the closure. The tribe created a resolution requesting a similar closure. No one at the Tulooksack Tribal Office could comment. The closure runs until the end of July, which is considered the end of the run. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.